Well, thanks, Walter, for having me. So essentially, I grew up in Southern Connecticut since I was, gosh, a toddler. I've been playing golf my whole life, played competitively for a number of years, and went to Babson College undergrad, which is a small college outside of Boston. It's known as the number one entrepreneurial school in the country. So a lot of founders come out of there building consumer companies, building tech companies. And I always had the instinct in me to go build. Just never quite did it, directly after after college. And when I was about 18 or 19 years old, I actually spent a summer working behind the counter of a golf club in Connecticut. And it was extremely painful for me. I would have days where I would have back-to-back, two-back foursomes checking in, wanting to speak to me, ask questions about merchandise and upcoming events and tournaments. And I was the only guy manning the shop at the time. And the phone would ring nonstop. Or there would be one other individual there and he's checking in other golfers. So we had to multitask all the time. And unfortunately, I had to leave a lot of our phone calls fully on hold or just blatantly not pick up the phone at all. And that meant a lot of lost business to neighboring properties who actually did pick up the phone. So I never let that problem kind of escape my mind. And a little over a year and a half now ago, I just realized that the beauty and magic of AI and what it's beginning to expose in the industry and the opportunities. And I said, if there's a way to help no one go through the pains that I experienced behind the counter and help properties never miss a call again and have more access to data that they've ever had before, I want to be the first to solve that problem. So that's the evolution of Speak Sport and how it came together.
Yeah, it's interesting how you have two combinations of things. So you go to this school that teaches you to think like an entrepreneur, then you have this job that is preventing or presenting this opportunity that's like such a huge problem where most people probably wouldn't have saw been able to correlate, right? And say this is an opportunity versus this is an issue. So then when did Speak Sport then start to come become more clear to you, like this is what I'm gonna do?
Sure. It was around middle to end of 2024 that I really began reaching out to operators. And that was when I had the itch, if you will, the entrepreneurial itch we all know and love. I literally was cold calling. And I well, for reference, I knew not a single individual in this entire industry a little over a year and a half to 2 years ago. Not a soul, not a head professional, not an assistant, not a general manager, no management company. And just started off completely cold. So I began cold calling a lot of properties and a couple courses out in Pennsylvania, took a chance, on the idea. And from there on after, it's just evolved into a great system and operation we've been working on to help just, continually excel customer service and bring something to golf that we've never seen before.
So maybe if you could tell us about the platform. What does it do? How does it benefit the golf courses? And then how does it benefit the golfers?
Sure. So we are an AI receptionist platform that's purpose-built for the golf industry. The benefits to the courses are that they will no longer miss a single call ever again. We build out a phone number of sorts that sits on top of the existing phone tree for the given property. So there's no change whatsoever, in the user experience when, older players or guys who just want that quick, fast convenience choose to call the course, to get their questions answered or tee times being made, as opposed to going online, right? So the benefit for the courses are never missing a call again, which allows them to focus on the customer in front of them and not have to worry about balancing act, of getting to the phone at the same time. Increased, booking revenue and ancillary spend because we have T-sheet integrations with a number of T-sheet systems out there that allow us to fill in the gaps. They're excelling in their online, adopted player work. But there's a very significant portion of golfers who are still phone preferred. And that's where we fill in the gap and enable that automated booking without any staff member needing to lay a finger on the computer or pick up that phone at the same time. So there's increased booking revenue for that aspect. We also drive marketing capabilities for these operators and allow them to share unique upsell offerings and just remind that guest of the upcoming event and tournament and what we wish we all had time to share, with our golfers over the phone, but they never really had the time for it because it was just taking these quick calls for the weather or hours or things like that. So those are some of the primary benefits for the operator. In addition, of course, to understanding the data and reporting and seeing where guests are coming from the phones, as opposed to just being able to view the online, adoption today. So those are the benefits for the courses. And on the player side, it's really fairly simple. We essentially open up that pro shop 24 hours a day, which means players can fully get customer service whenever they're looking for it. No matter if they're an early riser, before the pro shop opens, or coming home from work late at night, or just having a beer with your buddies, at 10 o'clock p.m. and you all say, "Hey, oh my gosh, I want to go book a tee time for the next day." And there's a little hesitancy to go online at the time. We're enabling that vision and really the connecting layer between the golf course and the player themselves at any given time of the day.
So I'm sure you've run into this, but I've kind of see like at this stage in the, I guess, in technology speak, you've got kind of like two sides to it, right? So you have the younger people who are more sort of going to embrace these types of things, and that, they're going with cashless. They don't have cash. Where then you have, older golfers who are more used to how things were, and then they struggle more with technology, and they want to pay cash. How do you kind of run into that? Because you're dealing with golf courses, and so sometimes golf courses can kind of fall into the latter, right, where they're used to the old ways. How do you sell Speak Sport to them and get them on board?
Yeah, 100%. That's a great question, Walter. So every time I've ever spoken to an operator, they have all faced their issue in life. No matter if they have 4,000 rounds in a given year or 100,000, there have been days where a twosome or threesome or foursome checks in and wants to speak to the guy behind the counter at the same time as the phone ringing, which left the team no choice but to make that choice. Do I speak to the golfer in front of me, or do I give them the finger, tell them to wait and take that phone call instead? And that's a poor reflection of customer service when you're telling the guy in front of you to wait, and vice versa when you put them on hold or don't even answer them at all. So the way to sell Speak Sport in my mind, and really just the partnership that Speak Sport can bring to the table, is helping operators understand how much of a true pain point, phone calls have been for them over the years. We discussed it just a couple of minutes ago, right? It's always been this thing that just lived on the top of their mind, but some see it as just this overhanging cloud or issue, and others see it as an opportunity. And I was in that latter bucket. And it really stems from my personal motivation and passion to make sure no one has to deal with the pain that I felt as a youth, and both on the golfer side as well, right? I've called plenty of courses and not gotten through, and it's been really frustrating for me. So helps out both sides of the equation in equal manners, and that's what we're here to do. Yeah.
So one of the nice things is that for those of us in the Chicagoland area, you're already working with Cog Hill. Can you talk a little bit how that relationship came together?
Yeah, my pleasure. So, about 6 to 7 months ago now, we finalized our integration partnership with 4UP. For those who don't know, 4UP is an amazing cloud-based tee sheet and POS system, and the number two most utilized across the country, if I recall. And we were just beginning to look into some of the high volume properties that are customers of theirs, and I couldn't not think of Cog Hill, right? I had played there as a youth growing up once when I was 12 or 13. I was raised in Connecticut, but have a lot of family, from the Highland Park area in Illinois. So I grew up spending time there, and I just knew how much of an operation, that place was. It wasn't just a simple, fun little guest experience. That place is it's an absolute system. They have so many spinning wheels and parts, and the way that they've excelled in customer service over the years has been incredibly, incredibly honorable to watch and really inspiring. And I just wanted to play a role in even bettering that customer experience. So the 4UP team had been very instrumental in connecting myself and the general manager, Troy Newport, who's incredibly, incredibly forward-thinking and is always thinking about ways to continue that, customer service vision that the famous Jemsek family had instilled on the property many years ago. So true props to both Troy as well as Catherine Jemsek, the owner of the property, and they're an amazing duo and team who are always thinking about being ahead of the curve as opposed to waiting, on the industry to catch up.
Yeah, that's it makes sense, right? Because like you said, when Troy got here a few years ago, it kind of lit a fire under all the different things that they put together. Like I know Cog Hill has always been very steady, but Troy added so many things to the driving range and the build out and that, how they do events and things like that. So then you create this AI component, you name it Frank after Frank Jemczak. What are the primary objectives that Cog Hill wanted to implement with SpeakSport? What goals were they trying to achieve?
You know, it's funny. They love the data and reporting aspects of it. Of course, in helping drive additional booking and ancillary spend. But at the end of the day, Walter, it came down to one single initiative. And this is something that Catherine and Troy came to me and said, if we can solve this, we can do anything. And that was never missing a golfer again, right? There are so many ways, and it's been great to see how well the Chicago community has been adaptive to the online systems, right? But there are still so incredibly many players at Cog Hill who are phone preferred, right? Just for that faster, quick convenience, or like we talked about, they've been used to it. And they understand that there are certain times of the day that are incredibly busy over there and they are not, you know, capturing every call. And that could mean a missed, you know, first time player who could have an amazing network of Chicago players and friends and family that they could have told about their experience to. But instead, the course may not have picked up the phone. So that golfer may have chosen another property nearby, right? So the simple fact of never missing an inquiry again, no matter if it's a quick tee time, a weather, you know, inquiry, or something like a season pass, all those opportunities are really important to the Cog Hill team, and that was instrumental in our vision to partner up with them and help them never miss a golfer again.
That brings up a good point. I'm playing in an outing at Cog Hill next Wednesday, and if there was weather and I call in, so then SpeakSport would be able to kind of convey that information to me. Would I be able to kind of find that out through SpeakSport?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can think of SpeakSport as the personal assistant, you know, for the property that frankly knows it almost better than every employee does, right? We specifically train it off the facility's information on their webpage, as well as generic information such as, you know, day-to-day weather, and allow, you know, the operators to customize and share greetings on a day-to-day basis. Say the outing got pushed back an hour, you know, due to a lightning storm or some inclement weather from the night before. Any and all golfers would now be in the know, you know, when they make that phone call at the very start of it, as opposed to having to play a guessing game and showing up an hour before, you know, they're scheduled to tee off and just sitting around waiting. So it's just giving that, you know, giving the player every bit of information that they've been lagging before and sometimes had to make that extra call or risk being put on hold or not getting through at all, you know, just to find out.
So, have you seen any early results that have come in, maybe specifically from Cog Hill? Anything surprising that you guys have learned as you've taken these calls and the AI has been able to step in and provide information?
100%. So, in my mind, I expected Cog Hill to be, you know, extreme on the bookings front, right? A lot of players who call up prefer to make their tee times over the phone, and that would be the primary request, if you will. One thing we've been seeing in the early analysis of the data is that's very much true. However, there is an absolute influx of guests who are inquiring about upcoming tournaments or events. Troy's done an amazing job curating a fantastic events team, and they're always coming up with innovative opportunities to engage the Chicago community, whether it's an upcoming Father's Day, you know, outing or a pitch and putt, you know, display by the practice facilities. There are so many inquiries that are coming in over the phone every single day that our AI receptionist is doing a great job to share, you know, the high level information. And the beauty of us being already intact in the phone tree means that we can transfer out to any given department whenever they're looking to speak to a human to get that additional information. So we've been sharing high-level detail on some upcoming tournaments and outings while transferring them along to the events team to take care of whatever they're looking for, no matter the time of day.
So Cog Hill is a 4-course, 72-hole public facility. What about private clubs? Does SpeakSport, do you provide value to private clubs, or is it more sort of for municipal public courses?
Yeah, I've gotten a very fair amount of inbound inquiry from private operators, and that's definitely a lever we're going to be going deeper on in the very near future. We did decide to start off the business primarily focusing on public operations, parks and recreation departments, if you will, like the municipals, as well as resort properties, because they're the ones who are really at fault and risk for not getting to that potential first-time player, right? At a private club, the staff is more inclined, but the members who kind of are used to the mobile applications and know the exact staffer's name that they're looking to speak to over the phone, public, it's a complete gamble. Right. If you don't have a good experience over the phone, your first time calling, you may never again, and it may impact just your motivation to play golf as a whole. Right. So we felt that starting off in the public sphere was a great opportunity for us, and we'll certainly be expanding a little bit more private as time goes along.
So you've kind of reached one of the, I would say, an epicenter of the Chicagoland market, just being at Cog Hill with 72 holes. It's the one course that has one facility that four different courses. But what would you tell other courses, say 18-hole facilities, maybe 9-hole facilities? What would you how would you sell them on Speak Sport and why they should be utilizing your platform?
Sure. So on a broader level, it kind of goes back to the points we discussed earlier on, right? The simple facts of never missing that golfer again and ensuring the operator can drive as much of that booking revenue and ancillary spend. While for the player, making sure they have a voice, always getting through to someone and always getting their questions answered. And in the Chicago market more specifically, Cog Hill took this leap because they wanted to be known as not just the epicenter, right, but the number one customer service experience in all of Chicago. They are now officially spearheading the charge for any given property in the entirety of the Midwest, quite frankly, because they're answering the phone calls when other properties are not, especially in those really busy moments and after hours increase. And it's been really hilarious to see that since in the couple days, since we publicly announced the partnership and officially going live, the amount of inquiries I've gotten from Chicago area properties has been staggering. And it makes complete sense why, right? If Cog Hill is picking up the phone and their club is not, that means that golfer is very likely to play at Cog Hill and enjoy that customer service experience. So a lot of operators are beginning to catch on, and that's how we experience growth in new markets, right? It's just the small fear, if you will, of missing out that golfer to the neighboring property just a few miles down. And by excelling our reach across properties in a given geographical area, we're making sure everyone, gets that business and no longer feels like they're missing out to the neighboring property nearby.
I think part of it is that it's a very clear problem that golfers and even non-golfers can probably understand, right? Are you missing the calls that are coming in? And you had to deal with that when you worked at that course. But one of the challenges, though, is everybody gets an idea, and it's the kind of fulfillment of finding solutions to that idea, which is what makes your journey so unique because you've been able to figure out a solution that obviously works. For you, what's been the biggest challenge so far on this journey?
Yeah, I would say the biggest challenges are really, really customizing it and adapting to every course's unique, nature and brand, right? If it was easy, anyone would do it. That's the expression you hear in technology. But for us, I have that, internal and external motivation because of my past days working behind the counter to really help customize it and make sure that no operation feels left out, in their choice to partner up with us. We want to make sure they're getting a hospitable experience, unique and personal to their brand, and not sacrificing anything they've been doing for years, right? So there are nuances, in terms of capturing additional information, from the web page, applying really unique booking windows and rules classifications on how far out players can book, the different types of player classes, if you will. So those are some of the nuances which do take a little bit more time, for us to get up and running, but the benefit certainly outweighs the cost and a little bit of extra time it takes to get some properties up and running. So it's certainly been I guess a challenge at some points, but it's incredibly rewarding to us, and it motivates me every single day even more to know that I'm truly making an impact, on the customer service experience of these operators across the country.
So with my final question for you, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot because you've built this product so quickly and gotten to market. And you know, as we all do, how quickly things are changing, especially with the impact of AI. But what does Speak Sport look like in 3 years from now? What do you kind of when you have time to daydream about where you'd like to be, where do you think it might be in 3 years?
So, of course, there's no crystal ball, right, Walter? But in my mind, there was such an amazing opportunity to apply AI in ways that operators have never even imagined, right? I get approached all the time, by operators across the country saying, "Hey, how can I apply AI? What can I do with AI?" And I think that's a really, it's frankly the wrong question operators should be asking. It's, what are the problems I'm facing on a day-to-day basis that I can automate, that I can work collectively with technology to solve and make sure I have more time for that face-to-face impactful connection with my players, right? So we're going to dive deeper into some of those problems, and that will be expanding our agentic AI capabilities to other mediums, such as text message and email, if you will. So I would say on a broader scale, Walter, it's us expanding our AI capabilities and becoming the AI epicenter, if you will, to service the golf industry in the best ways we possibly can.